Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today, and it's World AIDS Day, and in a country where the number of new HIV infections still hovers around 40,000 per year, there's some good news. New York State recently announced that for the first time, no babies in the state in 2015 tested positive for HIV. Now, New York is only one state, of course, but the news is a breakthrough. Better education and access to advanced antiviral drugs have helped reduce the incidences of vertical transmission of HIV from mothers to babies. But transmission is still a problem nationwide and throughout the world. Dr. Donna Futterman is a professor of clinical pediatrics at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine and director for the Adolescent AIDS Program at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore in the Bronx, New York. Dr. Futterman, welcome.
Thank you. Good day.
Susan Meredith was diagnosed with HIV along with her two young children in 1996, and she's now an ambassador for the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation and an author. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here today.
Dr. Futterman, it's a public health accomplishment. There was a time when just holding the number of vertical transmissions or infections of babies steady was a big accomplishment, but this is real news.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, in 1990, we hit the high point of new infections in New York with almost 500 a year. In 2015, we, for the very first time, had no transmissions from mothers to babies in New York State. And it's such a tremendous victory in so many ways. First of all, for those babies who don't have to live a life and grow into adulthood with HIV over their heads, for their mothers, for their families. And also in the medical world, it's proof that we can do it. We showed that if we concentrate multiple efforts, we can actually eliminate transmission from mothers to babies. And that's something we all can celebrate.
So this wasn't an accident. How did New York State do it?
In 1994, a major trial or study of pediatric AIDS showed that we could greatly decrease rates of transmission. Within a year or two, New York issued a full-prong implementation of this program. So number one, we had the medicines and we had the proof that if women who were HIV positive took these medicines, they could decrease transmission. Number two, laws went into effect and a major mobilization to offer HIV testing to absolutely everyone. And so fast forward 20 years later, we're at the point where there was a whole year without a single transmission.
But Dr. Futterman, New York is just one state, of course, and the situation is not as good in a lot of other states. And in fact, vertical transmissions of this kind are up among African-American women, even as they're dropping off among other racial groups. So there's still a real problem here.
Well, the problem has shifted greatly. We're talking about a handful of transmissions, and mostly it's the most disenfranchised, as you point out, in this country. But there's no doubt that the rates of transmission have gone down tremendously throughout the country while we still have a tremendous amount of work to do.
Now, Susan, you were unaware that you were HIV positive when you became pregnant with two children.
I was completely unaware. This was back in the day when women weren't even thought to be able to contract HIV. I had my first baby in 1990 and my second in 1996, and I was asymptomatic. I had never been sick. I lived with the virus for 10 years, contracted it from my high school sweetheart, who, after I broke up with him a couple years later, I learned that he had died of cancer. Well, now we know that it was AIDS-related cancer. But I did. I went on to marry, had my second child, and at the same time, Mitchell was very ill also with pneumonia. We were in and out of hospitals testing. No one ever thought to even test me for HIV, neither did I. So it was pretty devastating, and I get pretty emotional even now just thinking back on that time. It was such a shock and such a devastation to our family. You know, luckily my husband does not have HIV. He never did contract it.
And you and your kids are doing well now.
Oh, we're excellent. We're so extremely healthy. All three of my children, I did adopt 10 years ago from Ethiopia, an HIV-positive child. We're all extremely healthy. Immune system's probably better than the average.
That's great. So, Susan Meredith, you hear this news that at least one state, New York, has managed a year with no vertical transmissions at all. How does that make you feel?
Elated. I mean, it is so incredibly fantastic to know that we're finally making headway, because no child should have to contract HIV.
Dr. Futterman, there are still close to 40,000 new HIV infections in the United States per year. The situation, of course, is much more dire worldwide. What areas of HIV and AIDS and transmission are the most pressing now?
Well, I work with teenagers and adolescents, young adults, and they are one of the fastest rising groups. And, you know, again, huge disparities. We have young Black men at much higher rates. In fact, recently the CDC said if you're a gay Black man, your chance of getting HIV, unless something changes, are up to 50%, so one in two. So I think that young people today don't remember what HIV and AIDS was like. It's treatable. You can live a long, almost complete life, a very healthy life. So we are really looking at what are the motivations to prevent HIV as treatments get better and better. Well, the number one motivation is you don't want to have a disease for the rest of your life, have to deal with it, have to deal with medicines every single day. But we need to really understand from young people what might motivate them. And the second is we have this very shining example of what it took to eliminate mother-to-child transmission. We have not applied the same level of rigor to the problems of other populations. You know, I'm in the Bronx. It's one of the centers of this epidemic. And, you know, we don't have even complete testing in our borough with great medical programs, with a strong community presence. So I hope that this news about pediatric AIDS can really inspire all of us doing this work to give another push, to learn from all the efforts that it took to eliminate pediatric AIDS.
Dr. Donna Futterman, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Donna Futterman is professor of clinical pediatrics at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York. Susan Meredith, thank you.
Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
Susan Meredith is living with HIV. She's an ambassador for the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation.